Unit 7. Geography. Reading 1. Salar de Uyuni. Picture a desert, and you would probably imagine a landscape of hot, dry sand. But Salar de Uyuni Desert in Bolivia is different. Instead of sand, it has salt. Thousands of miles of sparkling white salt. The size of Hawaii, Salar de Uyuni has entirely flat salt surfaces. During the rainy season, the whole surface gets covered in a shallow layer of water. When this happens, Salar de Uyuni becomes the world's largest natural mirror. Visitors there can see a perfect reflection of the sky beneath their feet. According to a local Aymaran legend, this unique landscape was formed long ago by a broken heart. Around the desert are three mountains, Kusina, Cusco, and Tunupa. The story is that these mountains were once giant people. Tunupa and Cusco were married. But when Cusco left his wife for Kusina, Tunupa's tears filled the land and created the salt desert.
Of course, there is a geological reason for Salar de Uyuni.
The desert sits on a high plateau, with nowhere for water to flow away. Millions of years ago, the salty water from the mountains flowed into the plateau. Over time, this water formed a giant salt lake. Finally, the water dried up under the hot sun, and only a thick crust of salt remained. With over 10 billion tons of salt, it is a major location for salt mining. And of course, thanks to its breathtaking landscapes, it is a beautiful place to visit. Reading 2. The Alps. Welcome to the Alps, Europe's highest mountain range. The Alps start near the Mediterranean Sea between France and Italy. From there, they stretch northward through Switzerland, Germany, Austria, and Slovenia. They are over 1,000 kilometers long and up to 260 kilometers wide. The highest peak is Mont Blanc, which sits on the border of France, Italy, and Switzerland. So, when and how were they formed? The Alps were formed millions of years ago. At first, the whole area was covered by a large sea between Europe and Africa. Over time, the African continent started moving north. This movement created extreme heat and pressure. Layers of rock beneath the seabed were forced upward into peaks. These peaks formed the highest parts of the Alps. Then, about 1 million years ago, the Ice Age started. The Alps became covered with thick snow. Glaciers moved down into valleys and made them deeper. When these glaciers melted, they flooded the valleys to form rivers and lakes. Famous rivers such as the Rhine, the Rhone, and the Danube were formed this way. Today, the Alps have a highlands climate. The peaks are cold with lots of rain and snow. The valleys, on the other hand, are warmed by dry winds from the Mediterranean. The Alps change a lot according to the season. In summer, many mountain slopes are covered in green grass and flowers. In winter, the same slopes are used for skiing and snowboarding.